It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and that brings us Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Each and every Tuesday, they bring us a guest, and today's no exception. Bill.
Yeah.
Who, Bill off camera, who do we have today?
We are just so lucky today to have two terrific representatives from one of my favorite organizations, which is Lynchburg Grows. We have Shelley and Bethany both here today, so we're extremely happy to have them.
Hey, gang.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. One thing, Bill, in our pregame speech, we didn't mention the fact, or did you? And I just wasn't paying attention.
What?
We had one guest that was very, very upset with me because they felt that I was not paying attention to them because I wasn't making eye contact the whole time. And according to them, all I was doing was playing on my computer. So, it was an older person, but just so that everybody knows, my camera's here and your camera's there. So I'm looking and I'm producing the segment.
Awesome.
So,
I thought you were like playing, you know, Fortnite or something.
Well, you'll never know, will you?
But he actually is.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us. Two things. First off, Lynchburg Grows Camp was my daughter's favorite camp.
Yay.
And she has been in so many different camps. She's been in theater camp, pottery camp, this camp, that camp. I mean, she
Camp Lejeune.
and she has been so busy over the summer, but your camp was her favorite.
That's
and she's
awesome.
Really, really hoping that, because it was for littles this time, and she's really hoping that you'll do it again next year, that she can be there for next year.
Yeah.
So no pressure.
Just don't, lots of pressure.
Yeah. Don't base your life around my kids' wants and needs.
No,
like I do. You know. But
that's awesome. I'm so glad she enjoyed it. This was our first year doing it, and we didn't know how it was going to go.
Yeah.
And but all the kids seemed to really like it. And one kid started crying because they thought they were aging out and wouldn't be able to come next year.
That was my daughter.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
I don't know if she was crying over it, but yeah. But
someone shed tears.
Yeah.
That was a concern.
Could have been her,
and it very well could have been her. But yeah, she really loved it and was really hopeful that you guys would be able to age adjust so that her age group could get in.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's just food for thought.
Yeah,
that's no awesome. Pun intended, or pun intended.
Pun taken.
Yeah, and then the second thing, you guys noticed our cupcakes here, that have been here since April. All right. And
they still look edible, don't they?
Do they? You asked if it was somebody's birthday today.
I did. I thought that maybe they were a day old, you know.
Uh-huh.
But maybe you guys had cupcakes this morning.
No. Nope. So it's important to have fresh, locally grown produce, correct?
Correct.
and maybe watch what you eat and the things that are in it.
Yeah, you know, it's totally appropriate to have cupcakes like that when you're celebrating.
Sure.
And enjoy them. But, if they're here from April, I can't imagine what they look like in your gut, you know?
I can't imagine what's in them. And
yeah.
And does that stick around? But anyway, that's not why we're here.
Nope. But it's fun to talk about.
I don't know. It might be a little frightening.
It's a good segue into why Lynchburg Grows is important to this community. And tell us a little bit about what you all do and how long you've been around and anything else we should know.
So we are a 7-acre nonprofit farm. We're located right in the heart of the city, so we're behind City Stadium. So if you ever go to a baseball game or a football game, you can kind of look over the top of the stadium and see our greenhouses. We've been around for 20 years in October, which is really exciting. Our mission is to work with the community to provide access to healthy food and employ people with disabilities. So those sound like two very different missions. But our farmers with disabilities, we have 5 farmers who come in every day in the morning, and they do the bulk of the work. They do a lot of harvesting, honestly, most of the harvesting, planting, turning over beds to get them ready for new crops. Bring all that produce inside, they process that and send it out into the community. And then the community receives that produce through our CSA program, which is a membership program. We have a farm store. We also have a vegetable prescription program. So we work with doctors who work with patients who could benefit from, you know, some nutrition education or diet change. And then we fill their prescription by providing a class and fresh produce. And we also donate to other organizations who are doing great work. And then we have things like camp and field trips and, you know, educational programs like that.
Wow, that is really amazing. And my understanding is before it became Lynchburg Grows, there were roses grown in the greenhouses. And in fact, I think some of the roses were used at the Kentucky Derby.
And in the White House.
And in the White House.
Yeah.
So it's got a really cool history.
Rich history, so you were a recipient of the Century Fund grant.
From the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, which is an annual $100,000 grant. And
tell us how transformative that was and how that helped Lynchburg Grows.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were lucky to be recipients last June. We got the $100,000 grant, which went toward a capital campaign we were looking to close very urgently. Costs had increased due to the rise in material and construction costs during the pandemic. And so we really had to close this campaign. And GLCF came through for us, you know, with that grant, really helped us get over the line to finish one facet of the project, which was really important, the PowerShed renovation. And that space has created really the only indoor meeting space that we have at the farm. It's a dual purpose building. There's a half of it has been converted into a barn storage space, and the other half is a classroom where we will be hosting moving forward starting this year, now that it's finally finished and getting furnished.
Nice.
Finishing up that project and hosting FreshRx there, as well as other community education. We used it this summer for Camp Grows, so the kids spent a lot of time there.
That's fantastic.
GLCF really helped us get over a hurdle there, and we've finished that campaign officially this year, and so we're wrapping up the final facets of the project.
Well, that's awesome.
That is great.
You guys have a big event. 20 years.
20 years, baby.
This is tremendous. I know. Tell us about your anniversary dinner.
So this is, we're calling it our 20th anniversary greenhouse dinner. It is going to be a big dinner at Lynchburg Grows. It's going to be in the back lawn. And we are working with local chefs to provide all the food. So Lynchburg City Schools, they are doing the appetizers. They have a really cool program called that they're working with called Brigade. You should go look that up. It's really, really amazing. And so they're providing all the past apps. And then Candace Vinson from the Glass House, they're doing the main course and sides. Isabella's is providing the salad. And then for dessert, we are working with Craveables, the ice cream truck that employs people with disabilities. And so they're going to bring their ice cream truck and everyone gets ice cream. So we're really excited about that. Most of the produce that's used, almost everything actually, is from the farm, which is really cool. So you'll be sitting on the land where the produce was grown, which is really cool.
That's fantastic. What is the date of the event and time, and where do folks learn more and get tickets?
Yeah, so it's September 7th from 6 to 9, and you can learn more at our website, lynchburggrows.org, and you can purchase tickets there. You can also go to our social media to get quick information if you don't want to go to our website, but you should because it's a great website.
That's fantastic. So what are some of the next phases or next steps for Lynchburg Grows? Where do you want to be over the next 20 years?
That's a great question. We just received funding to help with a strategic plan. So right now, the staff and board, we're working on kind of what we want to do over the next 5 years. So we really want to continue growing in the areas that we're already working. We want to figure out from the community what the needs are, how we need to be flexible, or continue doing what we're doing. So, you know, I think right now we just want to focus on, you know, continuing to build a strong foundation and then go from there.
That is fantastic. You can learn more by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org for Lynchburg Grows and 180 nonprofit organizations throughout our area. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the SHARE platform, what are you waiting for? It's free. So get on there now. Learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And it is a program and part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation that Bill can speak to. How What does Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation do, and how much do they impact the community
well,
nonprofits?
The foundation has been in existence for 52 years now, and it was started by a local banker who had the idea that there should be a foundation that helps nonprofits in the community. So every year the foundation provides grants of around $2 million to 180 or so local nonprofits. And in fact, the fall cycle for grant application ends September 15th. So if you're in a nonprofit and you want to apply for a grant, you should go online on their website and do that by the 15th. And it's lynchburgfoundation.org is where you would find that. So the Greater Lynchburg Foundation is a terrific organization. I got to be the president of it for 7 years until I retired 2 years ago. And it was a real gift to be a part of that organization, and it's a wonderful thing for this community, and I'm just really proud to have been a part of it,
and still kind of a part of it.
Yeah, a little bit.
at least as a spokesperson from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill, thank you, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. Learn more about Lynchburg Grows. What is your website directly?
www.lynchburggrows.org.
All right. Very easy. Thank you so much. It's the Tuesday edition of the program coming up a little bit later on. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.